Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Pick Up the Pieces with your host V and Tam.
Hey,
man, we was having a little technical difficulties or whatnot. So, we usually do a worst person on the planet at the end of the show. I'm gonna start. We're gonna do that right now. Worst person, people on the planet is Xfinity, Comcast. Fuck all y'all. Like, all my stuff just crashed. It's so crazy. And it's been
It's been happening all the time. You know, it's been kicking me out, and then it kicks me back in. Then it kicks me out, and then it kicks me back. Now I'm trying to, you know, I was trying to queue up my laptop, and now I can't even connect to my fucking router, man. What's going on, Xfinity? I'm paying you this money. Y'all supposed to have two systems.
Paying them good money, ain't we?
This some good hard working money. I'm paying y'all this X1 money, you feel me? This must be top of the line, you feel me?
Top show. Okay.
You know? But y'all treating me like this is, what's that? NetApp. Like this is AOL, 1997, dial-up, 56K modem.
Yeah, this is extremely first world problem-ish because, I mean, you remember trying to do something back then? Remember download songs on what's that shit called? Napster?
Yes, that was my tip. I would download like 10 songs.
Yeah, it takes 2 minutes to download a CD. You'd be mad, like, what the fuck?
And then when people didn't want you to download their music, they would kick you off. Then I would send a message like, what the fuck you doing off of downloading this music from you? Man, those were the days, you know, these kids don't know nothing about 56K modems and dial-up.
56K, son? 56K in the motherfucker.
Right? No, they don't know nothing about that.
They ain't even knowing. They don't even, like, when you said dial-up, they was like, what do you mean dial-up? Like,
what do you mean you got a dial?
Yeah.
You got a dial? You just can't click a number?
I don't understand. Like, did you have to dial to get the Wi-Fi password? Like, I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Xfinity. How are you? I'm
outside
doing...
of our internet cable providers fucking us over.
Oh man, you know it's spring. It's allergy season, man. I'm just trying to stay not sick. I was sick, had me down a couple of days, but you know I'm back. I might sound a little hoarse, but I'm back. I'm here.
I'm back, y'all, and I'm back, y'all,
and I'm back, yo. But what about you? What you been up to? You know, in your life.
Well. I mean, honestly, this Xfinity thing is really pissing me off. But the main thing that's pissing me off about it is that I don't have a choice. I was, like, a huge fan of AT&T U-verse. I've had that I've had that pretty much since I was 18 when I moved out, when I first got my first place, apartment, and yeah, I mean, I haven't had a problem with it as far as the internet goes. And I moved into this new place, and they wouldn't allow me to get UVerse, and so I had to get Comcast, and I fucking miss AT&T like crazy. I'll be on my
Mm-hmm.
I'll be just looking at my old bills and right.
The
Man, I
music
miss
be playing.
Leah. Yeah, sometimes I just call AT&T just to see how she's doing, you know what I'm saying?
But man, let's get into it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So, you know, Tam and I, you know, we love us some black movies. And we were discussing The Five Heartbeats. And I was just like, yeah, I don't think I really saw that before. And then she was like, give me a black car, pretty much, because that's an essential black movie. And then it made us start think, well, what are the essential black movies? Like, what is the list of movies that, for you to keep your melanin, your melanin card, your African-American Express card, what are the movies that you had to have seen? So we came up with a list. We each have our own list, about 5 to 10 movies, but we're probably going to name about 50. So the movie that is at the top of my list, so there's two movies that I feel like are at the top of my list. One, I don't really feel like I should call it an essential black movie, because I feel like if you live in America, you have to have seen this movie. It's not just a black movie, and that's Coming to America.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows Coming to America.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I was born when Coming to America came out.
When did Coming on the Americas come out?
Yeah, I think it came out in like 1984, honestly.
Hey, huh?
But it came out, but basically, I mean, and you know what's funny is I had seen it so many times. I was probably about 26 or 27 before I saw the real beginning where the sister pops out, the beta pops out, and she's like, the royal penis is clean, Your Highness. I had never seen that before because I had always been watching, like, the edited versions that came on TV.
Oh, June 29th, 1988, that's when it came out.
Oh, 88, okay, so I was three. Still too damn young to be seeing that movie.
Yeah, but you know,
the movie. I mean, you ask anybody, oh, what's your favorite comedy? Like, they ain't going to get to five movies before that movie is named, no matter what ethnicity, age, whatever. Like, it's a great fucking movie. But the other movie that's really at the top of my list is Malcolm X. Great fucking movie. Like, that movie is just so good. I mean, and anybody who knows me knows, you know, how important Malcolm X is to me in my life. He's one of my personal heroes. Yeah. Great movie. And, I mean, has anybody ever done a bio better than Denzel Washington? I mean, he became Malcolm X. It's crazy. I mean, there are some people who probably look at pictures of Denzel Washington and don't know that that's not Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll, if you Google images of Malcolm X and things like that, like, it's scary how good he was in that film. But what about yourself?
Oh, shoot, I got a whole list here, man, I tell you.
Well, tell me one. What's at the top of your essential black film list?
You know, my list is going to be different. People are going to be mad, but you know what? I don't give a rat.
It's your list. Tell them to eat a
dick. I got on here. I got Meteor Man. You know.
Meteor Man.
Always been a Robert Townsend fan.
Dude, I got a hell of Robert Townsend on my list. Go ahead.
Meteor Man. Bustin' Loose. You know, I'm a Wayne's Dynasty type of gal. I'm going to get you sucker.
I'm going to get you sucker.
And I got, of course, everybody going to, if somebody lives somewhere sprinkled in there, the Wiz is going to be in there.
The Wiz.
He's on down the road.
I mean, the first time I saw the Wiz, I was so excited and happy. I don't know. Anyway, the sideline, I got to talk a little bit about the Wiz, but we'll come back to that. And I got Hannah State.
You know, we're supposed to be doing like a remake or something like that, right?
Yeah. I got Hannah State. That's one of my favorite movies.
Hannah State. Oh, my. I'll get you till then. Damn.
I love Head of State. Like, funny as fuck. I love Pootie Tang. I know how you feel about that. A lot of people don't.
A city tie. I tried to watch it. I tried. Oh.
You got, like I said to you, just clue y'all folks in. We do always have like a brief, you know, some discussion of what we're going to do, our ideas for the show. And, you know, like I told Z earlier, I said, you got to watch a movie with me. Because when you watch a movie with Tim, you'll see things you never see. You'll be like, damn, that's funny as fuck. Well, I never thought about that. You got to, Booty Tang, come on now. When he's sitting in that booth and he's singing, but ain't nothing coming out, and he's just hollering. Anyway. Oh, another classic that's not really like an essential, but it is one of my favorite movies, is Imitation of Life, and that's the 1950-something version that came out with Lana Turner. And her name forgets me. It's her name starts with a J. But Imitation of Life. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a pretty good movie. It's an old-school movie, but it is in color, though, for the folks who don't like black and white. I could go on. I mean, Bingo Long and the All Stars, that's one of my favorites too.
Hey, that's my flick. Yeah, I love that movie.
Go Jones.
So, I mean, another one of my essential movies, and I honestly feel like this movie, if not for this movie kind of, I mean, if you grew up in the 90s,
yes,
this movie. And you watch any of the 90s urban movies, this movie, this movie is kind of, you owe every movie you've ever seen comes from this movie, and that's Boys in the Hood. I think John Singleton got a Academy Award nomination for that, for directing and writing it. But that movie, if you just think of every hood movie you've ever seen, It started with that movie. Like, I was too young to see Colors, and Do the Right Thing came out before as well, but I don't know if Do the Right Thing was as big as Boys in the Hood. You know, I mean, I was born in 85, so Do the Right Thing came out in 89, so I don't know how big it was when it came out. But I do know, like, Boys in the Hood, it was just, I mean, man, it was, that movie was everything.
And it's a game.
Yeah, that later that year, New Jack City came out. But, I mean, from there, you have, you know, the Deep Covers, Juice, Sugar Hill, Fresh, Menace to Society, Poetic Justice, Crooklyn, Dead Presidents.
Crooklyn, that's an essential.
Crooklyn. I mean, all these movies, Bullet, 187, like, He Got Game. I mean, even movies like The Wood, Belly, like, they all came where it was like nobody was really telling those stories about inner city. You know what I'm saying? Like, those movies just weren't being told. And, I mean, even if you look at a movie like Do the Right Thing, it was a movie about the inner city, but it was still kind of about the politics of the inner city between black and white people who live in the city and even Latinos. So, yeah, I mean, but Boys in the Hood was the first movie that I can think of where it told the story. Apologies to whoever called in. I didn't get you. Sorry. Call back.
Who is that?
I missed it. I didn't get it. I didn't click on it. Yeah, that's my fault. But that was the first movie that I can think of where it told a story about inner city young people. You know what I mean? Like, you had, what is it, like, Raisin in the Sun and stuff like that, where it told, like, stories of a black family and stuff. I mean, I guess Cooley High maybe predated it, but I just feel like Boys in the Hood, it just, I mean, we already knew the song. Yeah, it just, from there, it was just like everything. Every hood movie you can think of, it started there, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I think New Jack City is also an essential movie. Mo Better Blues. I do love Do the Right Thing. Anybody who knows me knows that one of my favorite movies of all time is School Days. Like, I'll watch that movie back to back.
I watched that movie back to back. You know, I watched a lot of movies I wasn't supposed to. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. I watched a lot of movies I wasn't supposed to watch during my summers as a kid because I wanted to know what the movie. I was like, School Days, what's it? I remember I watched it a week straight. Every time they went to work,
she
I was watching
her,
School
no,
Days.
No, straight. What a girl! Like, that was my movie. Oh, man. Yeah, that was my movie. I love that shit. Oh, man.
Well,
but you know what? Why haven't we talked about The Color Purple?
You know.
I don't talk about that movie. That movie. Like, okay, so Trust Tree, it's just me and you.
It's me and you and all the other people listening, and
let me cook. let me pretend like they don't exist. That movie, I cannot watch that movie with a woman because I'm not secure enough in myself to cry in front of my woman. And The Color Purple will start them waterworks every single time. I mean, when baby girl is just hands in the air, why? Oh, man, hold on. Go ahead. Talk about some of your movies. Head tilt. Gotta tilt that head.
You gotta tilt the head.
Yeah, every time, that head tilt, because you don't want the tear to drop, you feel me? Yeah. Glory is another good one. Roots,
that's
of course. Roots is that movie where I feel like every black person has seen it, but we all have blocked out the memory of seeing it because we actually have to interact with white people. And if you see that movie, you pretty much want to hurt every white person you see after that. Like, that movie.
Like, damn you. The anger that is in me. You walk out the house and somebody's like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, you.
There was a fight in that movie when Kunta Kinte was supposed to be Muslim. I don't know. So I just feel like I don't know. I'm just like, was he really? I don't think so. Anyways, Cooley High, I did talk about that before, but I love that movie. That's another movie at the end when he's reading the poem at Cochise's. Well, it wasn't at his funeral. It was after because he didn't really go. He was just outside after the funeral. But when he read that poem, man, that was rough. That was that movie. I mean, they didn't even, spoiler alert, but Cochise dies at the end.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen a movie from, like.
I only watched that movie one time because I couldn't, it was so heartbreaking. I've only watched it one time. I can't.
Yeah, that's a rough movie. JoJo Dancer. That's a movie that a lot of people talk about, but I've actually never seen it. And
I wanted to see it. That's a movie I need to see.
Yeah, I tried to find it on Amazon and stuff. Like, these cats want like $100 for that movie. I'm like,
of course they do.
Yeah, it's not even available streaming or anything like that. It's crazy. Bamboozled, of course. I mean, that's our flick. Like, that's our flick. I love me some Bamboozled. You were talking about Blank Man. What's up with Blank Man?
Blank Man is, you know, like I told you earlier, like I told y'all earlier, I am a Wayne Stanley Dynasty fan. Like,
oh,
a Low Down Dirty Shame, Blank Man, Mo' Money.
Wrong. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Shuffle. Yo, you know what movie I fucking loved as a kid, and I have it on DVD, and I do watch it all the time, is House Party. I love House Party.
I watched House Party, and I wasn't supposed to. And it was like, ooh, I felt like, ooh, I'm watching this movie, and I know it. But it was so good. I mean, I really didn't know what was going on, but it was such a good movie, and my favorite part is when Play get to the house, apartment complex, and he outside Shireen went going, Shireen! Shireen! That fool opened that window. He said, Group. He said,
and Play started. I was like, you ain't no good.
Oh, wait, what's the other one? Is that House Party 1 or 2? The one part when Kid is running and he hop a fence and the big dude in there about to give his gun to him.
That's how party was. Yeah. And he was giving it to her too. He was wearing that thing. He was knocking the bottom out that thing.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Man, that woman, man, she was a great actress. To have that big 700-pound dude on top of her, she was about 112 pounds.
Hey, you like what you like. Hey,
I'm mad. Yo, but how have we not talked about Harlem Nights? Harlem Nights, like, okay, true story. Harlem Nights is one of the most underrated movies of all time because it never gets talked about how it should get talked about. Like, that movie is incredible, and it was just so black. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, honestly, I feel like if Harlem Nights came out today, it'd be one of the biggest films. But because of when it came out, people weren't ready.
They weren't ready for that type of movie.
Because
when I seen it as a kid, I was like, whoa. Like,
because there was no room for a white savior even in it. You know what I'm saying? And you had them actually having to be saved, but they did it on their own. Like, it blows me how no one talks about
that they wore were impeccable. And I'm a big Della Reese.
Oh,
I'm a big Della Reese fan. Della. I don't know.
But
I felt like I understood Della. Like, I just was like, damn, I was thinking to myself, I'm going to act like that when I get
old. She'd still be whooping your ass.
But here it is, Quick.
Go ahead.
And he said, he looked at the camera, he said, well, pow. She said, oh. That's a classic movie.
Hey, baby. I ain't coming home no more. Shoot, I don't want none of that sunshine. Hey, baby, it's Daddy. Put Mommy on the phone. Shit.
Do you think, what about Set It Off? We didn't say nothing about Set It Off.
I'll say this. It wasn't a great film. It really wasn't. But it's an essential film because it's the first movie in modern times that I can think of where you had black women as heroines. Because, you know, a lot of people are going to say, like, why didn't you name XYZ movie from the blaxploitation era? I don't like blaxploitation films. But one thing that no one really talks about with that genre of films is you had black women in lead roles kicking ass. And even today, I mean, when was the last time you saw a film with a black woman in a lead role where she was whooping ass? I mean, you have Set It Off, and then, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, and so, that's like 20 years ago. I mean, all the Yeah, all the movies with black women in lead roles where they were whooping ass are all from, like, the 70s with, like, Foxy Brown and Cleopatra Jones and all these other films. There's another – I can't remember the name of it, but it was actually really good. It was – oh, man. It was a sister with an afro. Her – either her brother or her boyfriend got killed. I mean, that's pretty much the plot.
There's another one good, too. I think I know what actress you're talking about, and she's playing with – where I don't recall the movie I've seen. It's a really good movie, and she's a lead character along with this white lady, and I guess they are escaping from some prison island, and that black lady was kicking some ass. She's like, "Come on, we gotta go. Come on." I miss that. You know, I want to see.
That's one thing about the blaxploitation era that we never got. You just don't have women in those. So that's why, like, I set it off up there. Even though I didn't personally like it, I like the idea of black women being in lead roles and carrying a film. And I mean, because outside of that, I mean, what you got? Waiting to Exhale? I mean, what's Love Got to Do with It?
That's an essential classic.
Yeah, those are both classic films, but that's the only other time you got black women whooping ass is when they're fucking up a black man who cheated on them or broke their heart.
I can understand that, but it's never really a movie.
You don't get black women in action roles.
What about Up, Up, and Away? That was a Robert Townsend vehicle via the Disney Channel.
I don't remember that one. Up, Up, and Away?
About a family. They were a black family, and they were all superheroes.
Oh, I remember someone posting that. I never watched it. I don't even remember seeing anything about it. Maybe we didn't have cable when that show was out. Because, you know, our show only lasts for, like, one season. So if you miss it, you missed it.
you just, I can't.
A Raisin in the Sun, and my boy Will be really upset with me if I don't mention Belly. He swears that that's the greatest film ever. That was the shittiest
I didn't get that movie.
Oh, Belly was terrible. Belly was terrible, but there's a bunch of people who, you know, went to school with us or who would have went to school around our age who would be pissed off if we didn't mention that movie.
We didn't mention some of the people who participated. I saw Soul Plane.
Soul Plane was one of the movies listed. Oh man, there were just so many that people had sent to us. Soul Point, I feel like somebody was trolling. Ain't nobody talking about that damn movie. But anyway, where can people find you, Cam?
People can follow me on Instagram at @_the_Cam. Also find me on Facebook at my blog page at The Cam Show.
All right, you can find me at VOLUWASEYI on Instagram and Twitter. And to my baby, Zaid, Daddy loves you. Peace.